Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Reminder, we got the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis coming up from 9 to 11 right here on the Fan. Right now, excited to be joined by the one and only Mark Eckel. You can find him on the Pack-A-Day podcast, PackerReport.com, on social media at MarkEckel08. Mark, wonderful to be talking to you. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Andy. How are you?
I am fantastic. We've got a lot to dive into. I know you just put an article out today about Jordan Love being the focus of the offseason. I want to get to that in just a moment. But of course, we have to start with the fact that Aaron Rodgers is, in fact, a Pittsburgh Steeler. I'm sure not a big surprise to you, but your thoughts on Aaron officially going to Pittsburgh?
I'm happy for him, to be honest. I like Aaron. I mean, it didn't end well in Green Bay, just like it did with a lot of players, and it didn't end well with Brady in New England, right? There was some animosity there, but I don't know how he's going to do in Pittsburgh, but I didn't like seeing Aaron Rodgers end his career the way if it would have ended with the way it ended with the New York Jets, that would have been a bad way to end a brilliant Hall of Fame run for him to go out like that. So he gets another shot. I think we all kind of knew. I mean, when the schedule came out and you saw that the Steelers and Packers were playing a primetime game, it kind of said, I mean, I didn't think anybody was going to be excited about Mason Rudolph coming in playing Green Bay. So, yeah,
right.
I think that all the writing was there. It was just a matter of time. And Pittsburgh was willing to wait for him, which is, good for him, I guess.
Yeah, I'm happy they were too. I don't think anyone wanted to see, again, Will Howard or Mason Rudolph play in some of these primetime games just through the course of the season. And, I mean, Mike Tomlin's a walking 500 record or better, so maybe he would have made it work somehow anyway. But it certainly adds a lot more entertainment value with Rodgers going to Pittsburgh. What are your expectations just for that team going into the season, knowing that Aaron's the quarterback now? They've got a really good defense, assuming they get the TJ Watt situation figured out, and if they can stay healthy. Watt's obviously had some injury issues as of late. They get DK Metcalf as a big transaction in the offseason. We'll see if they make any other tweaks, but on paper this team looks pretty good with Rodgers at quarterback. But what would you expect from them this year?
Like you said, I don't love them. That's a tough division. I still think Baltimore is the best team in the AFC North with or without Rodgers in Pittsburgh. So they're battling for a wild card spot. Cincinnati, who knows about them? They have talent all over the place, but their defense was awful last year, and they have the Hendrickson thing going on. So I think the Steelers will battle for a wild card spot with the Bengals, with the Broncos, and the Chargers, well, the Chiefs, Chargers, whoever comes, they'll be in the mix for a wild card spot. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I think so too. Just the way that, Tomlin puts together these seasons year after year where they're in contention and are at least a 500 team, I think you're right as well. And I think it should be, again, a lot more entertaining with Rodgers at quarterback. So should be fun. Really looking forward.
Entertaining.
Yes. No matter what, whether it's a whether it's a train wreck or whether it goes amazing or anything in between, it'll certainly be entertaining. There's no question about that. Let's talk some Green Bay Packers since we are the Pack-A-Day radio show here. Mark, I know, again, you just kind of wrote that article that this offseason has been all about Jordan Love. What do you kind of mean by that, and what have the Packers done this offseason to maybe help out Jordan this year?
Well, I looked at their five biggest additions to the roster were two offensive linemen, two big offensive linemen, and Banks and Belton, and two wide receivers in Golden and Williams. So my theory is that they watched that Eagles game, the playoff game, again, and said, we need to protect Jordan better. We need more depth on the offensive line, because you saw what happened when they put Telford in and when they put Glover in. And we need to give them some more weapons. Everybody wanted defensive line, right? Everybody thought that the defensive line was a weakness. Now we find out that Kenny Clark and Lucas Van Ness both played hurt most of the year. So they knew that. We didn't. So that's probably why they ignored the defensive line more than we thought they would. So when you spend big money on Banks and three of your top picks are all, you know, offensive lineman or wide receiver, it told me that, you know, they're giving Love every opportunity to be one of the top quarterbacks in the league, and I think he will be. I mean, he was hurt last year, too, let's be honest. I said that all last year, that he was never – I thought he came back too soon after he got hurt in the opener. And, you know, they won the next two games. They were playing the Vikings, division game, rival game. I think if they were playing the Jaguars that day or the Cardinals or whoever, I'm thinking he may have sat another week, and he probably should have anyway. But he came back, and good for him that he came back. But I don't think he was ever right, to be honest with you.
Yeah, at least like with the benefit of hindsight. That Vikings game, they obviously lost with Jordan at quarterback. He threw for 389 yards that day, which is pretty remarkable. Obviously, a lot of that was when they were down big already. But you wonder if they sit him one more week, they end up losing that game anyway. Maybe they play a different brand of football with Malik Willis. I'm not saying that they necessarily get the win in that game, but either way, you're playing with house money, because we know in hindsight it's a loss anyway. And if he gets that one more week, does the knee maybe get a little bit better? Those are all interesting questions. To your point, I like the fact that he battled it out and went out there and tried to play.
Right. I didn't mean it in that sense.
For sure.
We all, when it happened, everyone thought he would miss more than 2 weeks. We thought, you know, four, yep. Right? And at the beginning, it was like, oh my God, he's going to be out for hefty, you know? I don't think he was ever healthy. I'm expecting a lot from this offense this year. I really am.
I'm right there with you. I think the expectations should be very high, and it's not just the injuries last year, but the injuries that forced a lot of missed practice time as well. And I think that just when you see some of the stuff with the rhythm and the timing with the receivers and the offense in general, add that on top of the fact that they had to change up the offense, not only for Josh Jacobs, but there's weeks that you're literally building an offense for Malik Willis and then have to transition back. Like, it just never felt in any sort of rhythm this past year, and I think it's going to feel a whole heck of a lot different this year, and I'm very excited for it. We're being joined by Mark Eckel, Pack-A-Day Podcast, PackerReport.com. You can find him on social media, Mark Eckel 08. Mark, of course, we got mini camps next week. We had OTAs these past 2 weeks. As you were kind of following along and checking out all the reports and the news and the tweets and everything else that were coming out from OTAs, what were some of your key takeaways that have happened over these past couple weeks?
Well, the main ones were the fact that Kenny Clark came out and told us that he was hurt all year, which I love Kenny Clark. Let me tell you that right now. I'm going to start off by, I'm going to come out and say that he's one of my favorite players ever. I like him personally. I like him. I love him as a player. I kept watching him last year saying something's wrong. I mean, and people were talking about, oh, he's getting old. He's played forever, but he came out when he was like 12 or something. That just confirmed what I really thought, that there's an injury there. There's something wrong. So that was to me the biggest revelation. And then, everything else, I mean, I don't usually take a lot out of these, you know, or OTAs, or, and you're not really, just who, you know, who's healthy more or less, more than anything else, because you're not really, you can't tell a lot, let's be honest. You're there, and, you know, I was there for years when I covered the Eagles. It's basically just to see who looks well. You know what else was I thought was interesting? That Christian Watson was actually out there running around and stuff, right? I mean, he wasn't taking part in any drills, but just the fact that he was out there, he was jogging and he was there. I mean, that enough was. I didn't think we'd even see him until, you know, after the season started. So that was pretty interesting, I thought.
Yeah, no, I thought so too. And I try not to read too much into the injury stuff just because some of these guys start getting back and doing some of the jogging and running around a little bit earlier, and then it still takes a bunch of time. Bakhtiari was actually a version of that where obviously that was a more catastrophic issue in the end. But I try not to read too much into it. But when he was out there running around and even just there, plus then when Matt LaFleur at the end of his press conference says that he's ahead of schedule and has looked outstanding, that to me is definitely noteworthy. So man, if you can get him back, you know, healthy, you know, healthy-ish, even at like 90%, it's somewhere around like week 13, week 14 this year. And if it's sooner than that, even better. That would be such a huge win. This offense already has a lot of weapons on it, but adding a Christian Watson to the table and just, you know, if there are injuries at wide receiver at their weapon groups through the course of this year, getting him is almost like a trade deadline addition, I think is going to be massive. Sure. So would be very, very excited for that and just what he could bring to the offense.
Oh, absolutely. I said, last, I don't know, 1 week, Jason and I were talking about the wide receiver group, and I said anything they get from Watson, in my mind, anything they get from Watson is a bonus.
Yep.
I'm not counting on anything. So, if he comes back and plays whatever many games, that's I'm looking at that as, wow, that's like a Christmas present, you know, early Christmas present for the Packers. And for LaFleur to say that, yeah, coaches don't tell you guys are ahead of schedule unless they really, really are, you know. It's usually the other way around, right? They'll tell you, oh yeah, he's weeks away, year, you know, months away, whatever. And so sometimes they come back sooner. But for a coach to come out and publicly say that the guy's ahead of schedule, that's good news.
No, I think so too. Again, we're being joined by Mark Eckel, Packaday Podcast, PackerReport.com. Find him on social media at MarkEckel08. You also wrote actually, I shouldn't say that you were on with Jason recently, just talking about the state of the Packers offensive line. You mentioned the pickups of Banks and Belton. What is your sort of ideal version of this offensive line, and how do you think they're going to be lining up week one?
That's a tough one. That's what I'm going to be watching.
Yeah.
Most of during camp. Right now, today, was this June 6th? I would say Walker, Banks, I hope Jenkins, Morgan, Tom.
Okay.
That's what I hope.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm hoping the Jenkins thing doesn't get too messy. That's all. Because, I got a feeling it could.
Well, I think that's what's going to be interesting about minicamp this week is it is mandatory. What's the situation with Jenkins? We've already heard from Matt Schneidman that Jair plans on showing up to mandatory minicamp next week. They can't have him practice if he's not, you know, if they haven't figured out something because they can't risk the injury in that situation. So I wonder if that acts as a pseudo deadline for Jair. I'm just very interested over the course of the next week or so what's going to happen with some of those situations. I'm also semi-intrigued of what's going on with Quay. He did not practice in that first OTA. He was with the rehab group just on the exercise bikes. And then in week two, he was not there at all. And of course, they declined his fifth year option. He's now a free agent next year. We haven't heard anything. I don't want to speculate. I don't want to stir the pot. That's not my deal. I just am more intrigued than anything. I really hope that we don't have a third version of this where now it's Jair, Elton and Quay that there are, you know, maybe some contract issues with. So I'm very interested to see with mandatory minicamp this week, who's there, who's not, and what that means for specifically Quay, Jenkins, and Jair moving forward.
Yeah, Quay, because, I mean, every time Brian Gutekunst has talked about it, he's made it clear they want want him on a long time. It was obvious why they didn't give him the fifth-year option. It was just way too high, right? Yep. I mean, you have to be realistic. He's not the third. It would have made him like the third highest-paid linebacker in the league or something, right?
Right around there, yeah. It would have been, for an off-ball linebacker, it would have been extremely high.
Yeah, and let's be honest, and I like Quay Walker more than a lot of people. He's not worth being a top five Peyton linebacker. So, but I think that's going to get, I hope that's going to get worked out one way or another. I mean, it seems like they were pretty optimistic that they'll get a deal done with him. But even if they don't, I've always been on a player's side when it's come to contracts and stuff, because I know how short a lifespan they have, and they, you know, one play could end their careers, right? So, but if I'm Quay Walker, I don't want to. All right, if I'm going to my last year and I'm going to be a free agent, that means I'm auditioning for, you know, 31 other teams as well. I want to have a great, great season so I can get, you know, big money from anybody. You know, I want to be in demand, you know, holding out of a mini camp or holding out of training camp. That's not going to help you any.
No, it's certainly not. I'm like, that's why I'm so intrigued as to what happens next week with some of these players, and certainly from a Packers standpoint as well, as what they decide with Jair and what they want to do there. There's definitely some interesting contract negotiation stuff that's going on, and it can definitely affect the Packers. I know it's not the most fun thing to talk about, and we would rather just everyone's there and practicing whatever, but it certainly can have an impact on this team moving forward. And they kind of transitioned us when we talk about Quay Walker a little bit as to this 2026 free agency class. I know that you've talked about it. There's a lot of players from Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson, Quay Walker, Zach Tom, Rashid Walker, Sean Ryan, just to name a few. Who are you going into this offseason, or like this next offseason, and maybe even this season, as you look at some contract extensions, who are you prioritizing if you're the Packers?
Oh, Zach Tom.
Yeah.
Zach Tom's got to be number one by far, in my opinion, number one by far. I actually wrote that story a couple weeks ago. It's funny because this past offseason of free agency, they really, you know, they lost T.J. Slayton, but if they really wanted him, they would have kept him, right?
I mean, sure,
you know, and same with my, obviously they didn't want Myers because he got nothing. So if they wanted him, so they didn't lose anybody at all that they want. You know, they didn't lose anybody that they didn't care about losing. Now next year they're not going to be able to keep every. There's no way they can keep, you know, Tom Walker, Ryan Doubs, Watson, the other Walker, Willis. That's the one that Tom's my number one priority. But Willis is going to be my most intriguing because I think most people think it's a foregone conclusion that he's going to leave and get a starting job somewhere else. And he probably deserves that. But when I look around, I only see a couple teams. Now, I think he's better than a lot of starting quarterbacks in the league. But I don't think those teams think that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no. I think he's better than, give me a team, anybody that the Colts have.
Yep, for sure.
But
I'm right there with you. And here's what I think. I don't think he's going to get a bona fide starting job somewhere. I don't think that's, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's a huge preseason. Maybe some team. Oh, go ahead.
No, I think, so I'm thinking, again, if I was his agent, I would talk to him about the fact that you got a pretty good deal here in Green Bay. I mean, you obviously worked well in this offense. I mean, he played. I mean, you could make the case he was the MVP last year.
Oh, wow.
I don't think they make the playoffs without.
That's true. That part is true for sure.
I mean, so if you're just talking value, I'm not. You know, obviously he wasn't the MVP, but I'm just saying
you could
argue that they don't win. I mean, he won his two starts. He came in and won another game. And he left the field with the lead against the Bears. It's not his fault the defense let the Bears go down the field and kick field goal. So, I mean, every time he played well and put up numbers. And, I mean, will he do that in every offense? I don't know. He didn't do it in Tennessee. I mean, he's better than anybody, well, other than the first-round pick. But, I mean, it's funny. Jason and I had a Tennessee writer on 1 week. I guess it was before the Tennessee game. And I asked him, I said, I think the Titans traded the wrong quarterback. And they did. He's better than both of the guys that they had last year, I think. But it's going to be intriguing because I don't see the teams that need, like one obvious team would be the Saints, right?
Sure.
They're going to be picking top. They might have the first pick. Who knows? Teams that are real bad that need quarterbacks are going to have real high picks. So they'll probably not want to sign Malik Willis, they'll draft whoever, especially, you know, Manning's coming out or a kid from LSU or, I don't know. So, like, I actually looked around at every team and I'm like, I don't think he's going to get this, but like you said, I don't think anybody's going to sign him to say, and you're our guy. So if he's going to be a backup, he might as well stay in Green Bay and be a backup.
I think there's certainly the argument to be made there. I do wonder if he goes to a situation where at least he has the opportunity to compete or maybe be that 1 year stopgap while they get the young quarterback ready. And that might just be a better opportunity to play than in Green Bay, where you basically have to hope for an injury. But hey, if you get one of the best backup contract deals in Green Bay, if they keep him on that and just decide that, like, hey, this is an awesome offense for me and I fit perfectly and get to sit, chill behind Jordan Love. And when I get the opportunity to play, I'm going to play really well. There's certainly worse scenarios than that. So I don't think it's impossible, but I am interested to see how that ends up as well. Mark, I can't thank you enough. What do you got coming up on Pack Report, Pack a Day? Anything you want to plug on the way out?
What do I have coming up? I have the story up now, like you said, about this being the offseason of Jordan Love. Coming up, I am going to write about the offensive line. I'm going to write, I don't know when, maybe next week, this week or next week, have the Packers, have they closed the gap? I mean, obviously, there's three teams that were better than them last year, the Vikings, Lions, and Eagles, because they went 0-6 against them, right?
Yep.
So have they closed the gap on those three teams? Or, to flip it around, have those three teams maybe, pardon the pun, come back to the Pack?
Sure. I'm looking forward to that because I think they have, but I do want to get your thoughts on that. So, Mark, I'll be looking forward to that article over on PackerReport.com. We will find you on social media at MarkEckel08. I cannot thank you enough. We'll do this again soon, and you have a great weekend, my friend.
You too, Andy. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You bet. Again, that is Mark Eckel. Follow him on social media at MarkEckel08. Huge thank you to him for coming on. We'll be right back with more Pack-A-Day Radio Show right after this.
Hey, it's Mason Crosby. Tune in today at 9:45 as we go on the green with Ben Haas, former president of the Lombardi Cancer Foundation, to discuss the golf classic at North Hills Country Club. It's the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, weekdays from 9 to 11 on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Set sail this June for a boundless bounty at Pottawatomie. Come aboard, and you might win a share of $300,000 in cash and prizes. Just play with your rewards card for entries. Prize drawings on Thursdays. Boundless Bounty, this June at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Your win is waiting. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
The Swim Spa Hot Tub and Sauna Show is this weekend inside the Walworth County Fairgrounds Expo Center. Rows and rows of spas, hot tubs, cold tubs, and swim spas. The largest display in the state. Save up to 60% on all in-stock models. This weekend only inside the Walworth County Fairgrounds Expo Center.
At Pick and Save, we've lowered prices on over 1,000 items across our stores so you can save even more. Whether you're shopping in-store or online at Pick and Save, we've lowered prices on thousands of the items your family wants and needs. And with lower prices, your dollar goes further every time you shop with us. Pick and Save. Fresh for everyone.
Right now, 93% lean ground beef is on sale. 3-pound trays are only $4.99 a pound with your card. Pick and Save. Fresh for everyone.
Get everything you need for your automotive care at Menards. No matter where the road takes you, your engine will be ready with Pennzoil Motor Oil. Pennzoil has been pioneering motor oil for 110 years. Pennzoil Full Synthetic Motor Oil provides enhanced engine wear protection and helps prevent sludge and deposit buildups to keep you on the road. Check out all of our Pennzoil products in-store and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The only thing that tops our selection is your savings. Discount liquor.
According to American writer H.L. Mencken, a well-stocked bar can create over 17 billion different cocktails. Hi, this is Marie from Discount Liquor. I don't know if 17 billion is accurate or not, but I do know that Discount Liquor is the place to find everything you need to be well-stocked for any occasion. Discount Liquor is Wisconsin's home to over...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For 2,000 varieties of beer, 3,500 types of liquor, and over 8,000 wines, our unparalleled selection is rivaled only by our incredible savings and everyday low prices. And we know how to take care of our customers, no matter the occasion. In fact, Discount Liquor has won numerous national and local awards. Visit Discount Liquor at our Milwaukee or Waukesha locations. Family owned and operated since 1960.
The only thing that tops our selection is your savings. Discount Liquor.
In Milwaukee on 51st in Oklahoma, and in downtown Waukesha on Main and Barstow. Check out our specials at DiscountLiquorInc.com.
Broadcasting live from the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. It's the Pack-A-Day Radio Show on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.